All right, you get it on KHUM, 37 minutes after 7 o'clock, and it's coming up on October 3rd, just around the corner. It's Pastels on the Plaza, and we've got Kathy Montaine from North Coast Children's Services here in the studio. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm great.
Thanks, Cliff.
Of course. So wonderful to have you in again. I can't believe it's another year.
Goes by fast, isn't it?
It goes by too fast. It is kind of crazy. Well, I'll tell you what, it's... You were telling me off air that it's the 50th anniversary of Head Start. That's
yes,
amazing.
We're celebrating 50 years of serving young children through the Head Start program. 32 million kids have been served over that period of time, and it really gets them ready for school and health checks, good nutritious meals, all those things. So it's really exciting to be a part of that.
Fantastic. And, of course, Pastels on the Plaza is the big fundraiser for North Coast Children's Services. How long has Pastels on the Plaza been going on?
This is the 28th year, which that's really hard for me to believe. I look back at the pictures of those first years, and it's like, who knew this little event on the Plaza would grow and be so successful and support, you know, so many of our projects.
I know. And we have a huge collection of art that Amy has done over the years. She's been doing the KHUM Square for... since Cam went on the air.
That's right.
And every year it's a new square. And we've kind of run out of room on some of our walls.
We
kind of ran out of wall there. We had to move them to other places. But it's always a lot of fun. And I was looking at this year's poster, and I was really admiring it. And there's an interesting story that goes along with this year's poster.
There is an interesting story. This is an image, sort of a silhouette of... a child and a parent, or it could be an older sibling, and it's done on the corner of the square. And actually, we don't know the artist. There were three girls who came and said, can we do a square kind of at the end of the day? And so we said, sure, find a spot. And so they found a little corner and made this beautiful image, and we chose it for our poster this year.
Wow.
So whoever you are, girls, thank you.
Wow, that's fantastic. It's kind of anonymous...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who did it, but it's really just absolutely wonderful. It's a beautiful, beautiful picture. And, of course, the way this works, in case you are new to the area and never heard of this before, is it's basically grown-up sidewalk art. And everyone likes to draw on the sidewalk. And it's just amazing. You know the size of the Arcata Plaza. It's all around, all four sides of it, every square inch covered by some beautiful temporary art. And all this is to raise funds for North Coast Children's Services.
You know, I think the really exciting thing is it's this partnership between local businesses and some businesses from outside of the area that sponsor a square or an artist to do the art. And so it's a partnership between businesses, the art community, and then children's programs. So it's created, I think it's created a heightened awareness of the importance of children's programs and what wonderful, artistic, caring people we have in our community.
We really do have a wonderful art community. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, and it ranges from, just nice amateur art to some amazing professionals out there doing the stuff as well.
Yes, we have a broad range of folks, and we're seeing like the second generation of artists now too. Children who came, because we have a children's art area,
mm-hmm.
and of course there's no charge for that, came with their parents to help.
They scribbled in their thing.
Yeah. Filled in the square, and now they're coming back as artists. So that's really exciting too. It's a really wonderful family event. There's no charge. The farmer's market's going on as well. So it's just that perfect day to come down to the Arcata Square. People come to see the artist creating the images, and then they come the next day and the next day and the next day just to walk around and look at the art. So it's sort of a studio experience as well.
And thousands of people come out to see that art over the few days that it's there. And, of course, every day that it's there, it changes a little bit because it's mm-hmm. just pastels, and they're ephemeral. They disappear over time, change
they
a little
do.
Bit.
They do. They fade, and, mm-hmm. you know, becomes more like a watercolor some
right.
years. So, but they are beautiful, and it's really special.
Absolutely. And it's kind of always amazing. You know, you do this in the beginning of October. You never know what's going to happen with the weather. It's always a coin toss, but... You know, 9 times out of 10, maybe even more than that, it's really nice. Even on years where it's rained, it kind of like
we've
stopped.
Never been rained out. Sometimes, it will stop right before, and
right.
we'll have a wonderful wet sidewalk to draw on, and then it may come later in the day. But we've been really fortunate that way.
Yeah, it's pretty wonderful. Mother Nature likes North Coast Children's Services and Pastels on the Plaza. That is
we like to
that's
think
for
so.
Sure.
Yes.
So, now, here's the thing. If you have never done this before, you can either be an artist, or you can be a business that sponsors a square, or you can be an artist that has a business that wants to do your own. Any of those things work.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
if you are... You know, if you are a business that doesn't have an artist, then the North Coast Children's Services can pair you up with an artist. And if you're an artist who would like to volunteer your time, you can contact Kathy at North Coast Children's Services, and she'll pair you up with someone who needs an artist.
And, you know, we have a Facebook page this year, so you can go on the Pastels in the Plaza Facebook page, and that will give you the information. Or you can contact us at ncsheadstart.org. Both of those will get you to the right person to sign you up.
Okay, very good. And can they call also?
They can call at 707-825-1302.
Okay, a different number on the poster here.
Well, that's my direct line.
That's your direct line.
822-7206 is the front desk.
Okay, very good. Either one will work, I imagine.
Mm-hmm. They'll take care of you.
Fantastic, fantastic. And so how many squares are left?
You know, I think our last count late last week was 50 left out of the 250, mm-hmm. but I know we've been getting lots of calls. So I would say give us a call this week. Early next week is really when we start matching everyone up. So we still have a few spaces left, and we can fit you in.
And let's talk about the cost. There's two different sizes and two different costs, obviously.
Yes, 3x3, so that's 3 feet by 3 feet, which is a pretty large area, is $125.
Still really inexpensive.
Isn't that amazing to get for thousands of people to see your business or art? And then for the 6 foot by 3 feet, which is a really large kind of banner size, is $225. So again, a very reasonable amount of money. Everybody can participate.
Yeah, it's very, very inexpensive. And as you said, there's the center walkways are they're squared off to little squares, and those are for the children to participate.
Yes.
And they, of course, get to do it for free, which
right.
is great, because both our kids grew up with Amy doing pastels on the plaza, and they would always come out, and they would get some of the pastels, and they would do their own little artwork in the center, and it would evolve as they got mm-hmm. older, started off with just squiggles, and then turned into actual things.
I think that's really important. Art is really an expression of how you're experiencing life, and so that's really important for children to learn early about that it's an opportunity for expression, and as adults for us to maintain that childlike quality of expressing ourselves and doing it to benefit other, and doing it with other artists is really exciting too.
And it's really wonderful that it happens here, because this is such a supportive community for the art world, and art is a very important thing in most people in Humboldt County's lives. We're listed as most people in the census list themselves as at least partially as an artist, and it's kind of interesting. Yeah, I think we have more artists per capita than just about anywhere.
I think that really contributes to the quality of life and the mm-hmm. sensitivity of the people who live here. It makes it special, and I appreciate that. I'm not an artistic person per se, but I appreciate it, and that's the other part. We need to support and appreciate our artists in our community.
Absolutely, and it all goes to help support North Coast Children's Services. And let's just talk a little bit about what North Coast Children's Services is.
We provide childcare, preschool, and home-based programs for children from 0 to 5, so really young children. And we're seeing a greater need for those newborns up to age 3. So we're expanding our services. We're opening a new program in Eureka at the Jefferson Community Center and one in McKinleyville. So we're going to be having more services for younger children. Those are really important years, brain development, language development, and all of the bonding that goes on between a parent and child is really critical. So we're really focusing on those. But nationwide, Head Start has been serving children, young children, for 50 years, and so we're just a part of that whole community.
That's right. Doing wonderful things, of course. And we were talking about this off-air. You know, the mood of Congress changes from time to time, whether or not they actually want to actually fund something like Head Start, which boggles my mind. But that is one of the reasons why things like Pastels in the Plaza are so important to keep the funding going for our area.
And we have to do a match of our federal grant. So this is a part of that match, as well as the volunteer time that people devote to our programs as well. So it's really an important part of keeping services for young children vibrant and ongoing.
Absolutely. Kathy, thanks for coming out. I'm looking forward again to this year's Pastels on the Plaza. It's, again, October 3rd, right there on the Arcata Plaza. And you can go to the Facebook page, which you just look for, what, Pastels on the Plaza?
Pastels on the Plaza, uh-huh.
Simple enough. And you can find that. And there's the website is, what, ncsheadstart.org?
Correct.
Okay. And you can call 707-822-7206, or what was the other number?
825-1302. That's my direct line.
That's the direct line. You can talk to Kathy directly. And let's get those businesses and artists paired up and be part of Pastels on the Plaza this year. I'm sure it will sell out as it does every year. So only 50 spaces left. And October 3rd is when it happens. Kathy, thanks for coming in.
Thank you. I'll see you on the square.